Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. The prophet Ezekiel is addressed by Yahweh as the type or representative of him who is to vanquish Gog on the mountains of Israel. Hence he says to him, Son of man, set thy face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal, and prophesy against him. In this title to the prophecy, the antagonists are indicated, namely, the Son of Man on the one side and Gog on the other. But while it is quite clear who the Son of Man is, it is but little understood what power is represented by Gog. It will therefore be my endeavour in the following pages to identify this adversary of Israel and their king, so that the reader may know which of the powers that be is chosen of God to personate the serpent's head when it is crushed by the woman's seed. The Jews appointed by Ptolemy Philadelphus, king of Egypt, to translate the Old Testament into Greek, gave a different rendering of the title to that which appears in the Authorized English Version. They rendered the original by Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tobel, so that the difference of the two translations turns upon the Hebrew word Rosh, being regarded as a proper or a common noun. The 70 were sensible that in this place it was not an appellative noun, but a proper name, and they rendered it accordingly by Rosh. But Jerome, not finding any such proper name among the nation families mentioned in Genesis, rather disputed the Septuagint reading and preferred to consider the word Rosh as a common noun, and his interpretation, established in the Latin Vulgate, has universally prevailed throughout the West. Jerome, however, was more scrupulous than the editors of later versions, who have unqualifiedly rejected it as a common name, for although he inclined to the other rendering, he did not feel authorized to reject altogether one so ancient, and he has therefore preserved them both, translating the passage thus: Gog teram Magog principem capitis Moshok et Tubal. But the question between the phrases the chief prince and the prince of Rosh has been long set at rest by the concurring judgment of the learned, who have adopted the primitive interpretation of the Alexandrine Jews. And although the common English version has not the benefit of their decision, yet the title of the prophecy has been generally received among the erudite portion of the Western nations for nearly 200 years, according to the ancient Greek interpretation. That is to say, as uniting the three proper names of nations, Rosh, Mosk, and Tobel, by the insertion of vowels or vowel points, the Hebrew words have been made to assume the different forms of Meshach, Meshach, Tubal, and Tobel. But as the meaning of Hebrew words depends not on the points but on the radical consonants or letters, it may be as well to express these names by the forms and elements of the original words, for by so doing we keep nearer to the original idea and are less likely to be mystified by hypothesis. Ross, says David Levy, is not an appellative as in the common translation of the Bible, but a proper name. The word chief ought therefore to be replaced by the proper name Ross or Rosh.
But what nations are signified by these three proper names? This question has been long since determined by the learned. The celebrated Bochart, about the year 1640, observed in his elaborate researches into sacred geography that Rosh is the most ancient form under which history makes mention of the name of Russia, and he contended that Rosh and Mosk properly denote the nations of Russia and Muscovy. It is credible, says he, that from Rosh and Meshach, that is, the Rossi and Maki, of whom Ezekiel speaks, descended the Russians and Muscovites, nations of the greatest celebrity in eastern Scythia. We have indeed ample and positive testimony that the Russian nation was called Rosh by the Greeks in the earliest period in which we find it mentioned, as the Rosh are a Scythian nation bordering on the northern Taurus. And their own historians say it is related that the Russians, whom the Greeks call Rosh and sometimes Rossus, derived their name from Rosh, a valiant man who delivered his nation from the yoke of their tyrants. Thus, then, we discern the modern names of Russia and of Moscow, or Moskva, in the ancient names of Ross and Musk, or Musk. It is not difficult to recognize in Tobol, Tubal, and Thobol a name which naturally connects itself with them, and which in conjunction with them tends in a very remarkable manner to determine and fix the proper object of the prediction. The river Tobol gives name to the city Tobolium, or Tobolsky, the metropolis of the extensive region of Siberia lying immediately eastward of the territories of Muscovy, or Musk. Tobol and Musk are mentioned together by Ezekiel, who characterizes them as nations trading in copper, a metal which, it is notorious, abounds in the soil of Siberia, a region which includes all the northern part of Asia, which borders on Russia to the west, on the Arctic Ocean to the north, on the Pacific Ocean on the east, and on Central Asia to the south. This, thus, the three denominations, Musk, Ross, and Tobol, united in prophecy, point out with equal capacity and conciseness those widely extended regions which at the present day we denominate collectively the Russian Empire. Gog is styled the Prince of Ross, Musk, and Tubal, that is, autocrat of the Russians, Muscovites, and Siberians, or of all the Russians. But he is also styled Gog in the land of Magog as well. There is something important in this. It affirms that he is sovereign of Magog as well as prince of all the Russians. For there, at the time of the prophecy, is his proper dominion. Whoever reads Ezekiel, says Michaelis, can hardly entertain a doubt that Gog is the name of a sovereign and Magog that of his people. The prophet speaks of the former not as a people, but as an emperor. Let us then now inquire where is the region styled Magog, that we may be enabled to ascertain of what people besides the Russians Gog will be the empire. And as Gomer and Togarma of the north quarters are represented as being connected with him, we shall also endeavor to find out what modern nations will answer to these names.